Unit 5. Recording 1. Hi, and welcome to Global Business Now. I'm Mike Phillips. Now, most people know that companies continually have to come up with innovative ways of drawing in new customers and keeping the existing ones loyal to their brands. Yes, I'm talking about customer engagement. Well, today we're going to explore what e-commerce retailers in China are doing in terms of customer engagement. China's e-commerce market is one of the biggest and fastest growing in the world. But how are all these competing companies managing to keep their customers engaged? To help answer this question, I have two excellent guests with me. I'd like to welcome independent marketing consultant Gerda Jager and Jack Swain, a business analyst who's been based in Asia for 16 years. Thank you for being here, Gerda and Jack.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for inviting us.
Good to be here, Mike.
Okay. As I understand it, online retailers in China are currently locked in furious competition.
Yes, that's right. They're all vying for more sales volume. According to China's Commerce Ministry, in 2018 alone, the online retail market was worth over $1 trillion.
Yes. Companies like Alibaba's Taobao, Taobao spin-off Tmall, Tencent's WeChat stores, and JD.com are all trying to get a greater stake in this very lucrative market.
So, how are they going about it? By that, I mean, what are their customer engagement strategies?
Well, a key strategy is to use influencers.
Really? Online influencers?
Yep. You see, unlike Western reverence for brands, Chinese consumers place far more trust in endorsement from third-party influencers. You've probably seen this for yourself, Jack.
Yes, definitely, Gerda. In China, individual retail brands enlist the help of influencers known as key opinion leaders, or KOLs. These people are often celebrities or sports stars. Using KOLs is a tried and tested customer engagement strategy there. It's a proven way to build trust with potential buyers.
Right. So the retailers pay these influencers, these KOLs, because customers actively respond to their endorsements.
Exactly. And the KOLs can command incredibly high fees from the brands. They can get hundreds of thousands of dollars for endorsements lasting under a minute.
Wow. And obviously the retailers see this as money well spent, because that's the most effective way to attract China's increasingly affluent customers.
That's correct, Mike. In fact, Daniel Zipser of the consulting company McKinsey has pointed out that Chinese consumers will always go for the top-selling item rather than remaining loyal to one single brand. In other words, recommendations mean more than bargains to customers in China.
So popular endorsements are the way to engage customers.
That's it. I might add that Sean Ryan, who founded the China Market Research Group, has said that KOLs are now becoming direct salespeople. He's explained this is because people want to be entertained while shopping, almost like on a home shopping network. So they want to see how these stars use the products in their own life, how they wear clothes, you know?
E-commerce players have taken note. So they invest heavily in creating the conditions for meaningful interaction between buyers and sellers.
Okay. What other customer engagement strategies are being used by e-commerce retailers in China?
How the items are delivered is a significant one. JD.com has been putting special effort into the final step of the online retail experience, specifically when the delivery person hands over the parcel to the consumer.
Ah, yes. JD.com launched its own luxury platform, Top Life, not long ago. Customers who buy designer items through Top Life receive a knock at their door from male couriers wearing white gloves and bearing their new purchases. It's a personalized delivery touch, and customers really like that.
Yes, the rise in on-demand services has also set delivery standards very high, with customers expecting their goods to arrive at their door within a matter of hours. So customer expectation pushes e-commerce platforms to invest substantially in logistics networks and warehouse automation, too.
The retailers have to ensure that the delivery experience is not just satisfactory, but that it actually impresses the customer.
Yeah, delivery standards are a vital part of customer engagement. A few years ago, JD.com raised $2.5 billion for its logistics subsidiary, and it runs its own fleet of last-mile delivery teams and warehouses.
Similarly, Alibaba formed its own logistics consortium called SciNow with several of the country's largest last-mile delivery companies. It currently processes around 100 million packages a day.
Wow.
I know. Actually, the agility of Chinese logistics networks has allowed Tmall and JD.com to branch out into on-demand grocery delivery. Orders are arriving within an hour of them being placed.
If people want their items quickly, they can have them quickly.
Absolutely. And not only that, but customers who purchase, for example, Australian beef on the Chinese e-commerce platform JD.com can now access information about every step of the meat's journey through the supply chain.
That's some serious customer engagement.
For sure. And another aspect is that logistics on the scale of China generates a huge amount of data about who is buying what and where. So this allows e-commerce players to create regional consumer profiles that can give guidance on what inventory to stock, depending on historical preferences.
And brands like JD.com and Tencent have even partnered up to analyze user demographics and buying history to suggest future purchases through in-app advertisements.
They've got it all covered, haven't they?